Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. It's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Before Floor, an hour before every game, posts up 5R as soon as the game ends. Make sure you hit the subscribe button because that's not all we have. We cover all the pro teams there as well as MMA, so you'll get the streams whenever they come on. Also, fivereasonssports.com, new article from Brady Hawk on there right now about Tyler Herro and another part of the game that he's mastering. We do not have a paywall on our website. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes our friends over at NordVPN. NordVPN online security starts with a click. NordVPN encrypts your internet traffic and hides your IP and virtual location. NordVPN helps protect you against bandwidth throttling from internet providers where ISPs slow down your internet to get you to upgrade. NordVPN allows you to switch your country IP address to access Netflix, Disney Plus, YouTube Premium, and all of those other services in other countries for cheaper prices. They offer unparalleled browsing security and protection from hacking of personal data. So get your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/5RSN or use the promo code 5RSN to get a discount on your NordVPN plan plus one additional month of service for free and a bonus gift to check out. And you'll always get NordVPN's 30-day guarantee, 30-day money-back guarantee. So check them out at nordvpn.com or go to nordvpn.com/5RSN to get your special promotion. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. We got the full crew here tonight. We've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. We've got Alex Toledo at Tropical Blanket and Brady Hawk at Brady Hawk 305. Make sure you're checking out Off the Floor. That's our exclusive service. We're offering content there all during the game. Alex was giving you his masterclass from the arena. You do not get this stuff on Twitter. You don't get it on YouTube. You don't get it here. We didn't cut anything back. We've just added some stuff. It's just $3.05 a month. So give it a shot. There's, I think, 4 days left in the free trial. So give it a shot this week and then see if you want to keep it for the entire season. Okay. So again, go to my Twitter page at Five Reasons Sports and you will find the link. All right, let's get to it. If you're listening to this on the 7th, if the clock has struck midnight, it is already Depot Day. And we've been waiting for this for a while. We didn't know, at first it would be before the All-Star break, right after the All-Star break. We're not too far out. They took their time. They've been pretty forthright about everything that's gone on with this. The Heat have, in comparison to some other injury situations, they've kind of kept the updates coming of late. They've shown a lot on their social media. There's an excitement in the building about his return, and there's an excitement from him. You've seen it on the sidelines. We saw it again last night, Alex and I did, particularly when Pepas comes on. But even before that, it started at the first scrimmage that Brady and I were at, where Depot was much more into this than he was last season when he joined the team. And then, of course, got hurt after just 4 games. But Greg, we're going to start here because we're going to talk about this season, but your information, and this is something we haven't shared anywhere else, is this is as much about next season as it is this season.
Yeah. I'm actually glad that you led the way that you did about this being such a unique opportunity for Oladipo, because I was told directly that this is as much about prepping him long-term and making the best decisions for him and the team. So I guess how that really, like the way that I internalize that information is that they're working in concert. You know, like this is a player and an organization that are committed to one another. And the idea that Oladipo is like this lightning in a bottle that Miami wishes to catch for one playoff run, and then he'll go elsewhere and that will be the end of it. I just think that that's a little short-sighted. The organization is really looking at this with a longer view, and they're as much prepping him for next season as they are prepping him right now. That doesn't mean if he comes in and plays great that he's not going to get a role. I mean, obviously, if he looks great, he'll play. But I just think that the idea that like he's coming in to save something, or that he was this act like the missing piece, like that kind of stuff, I don't think the organization is approaching Depot Day that same way. And that's okay. Like, we could still be super excited about it, and he doesn't have to be the savior also.
Well, let's start from next year and then come back. All right. And Greg, I'll stay with you on this one, and then we'll bring in Alex and Brady on some of the hoop stuff. So let's look at this because we've discussed this on previous podcasts, you know, where he would fit down the road. And they have a lot of guards on this roster signed to contracts. I mean, Gabe Vincent has a contract for next year. Tyler Hero looking for an extension, but he has a contract for next year. Kyle Lowry obviously has a contract for next year. Max Strus, I guess you can consider him more of a three, has a contract for next year. Duncan Robinson has a significant contract for next year. That's a lot of guards. You know, I mean, this is one of the reasons that the Goran Dragic thing didn't make a whole lot of sense to the Heat, because they're going to have this surplus of guards. But I've said that Goran could be back next year if it clears out a little bit. So what would it even look like? Like, who's affected by his presence? Because I can't imagine if they're considering him to be an option down the line. Like, he's not looking at himself. If he's healthy, he's not going to look at himself as a seventh man, which essentially is what he would be if you still have all the bodies that are there right now.
Yeah, you're right. I think that to think he's going to come out and play to that level, I don't know how realistic it is. I just think people should temper their expectations in terms of how quickly he's going to regain that form. And I don't mean to be like, we have Tropical Blanket on the podcast, but I don't mean to be a wet blanket on this podcast about Depot at all. It's just, I don't foresee him coming in and being, you know, so good that he ends up being able to go out and get $18 million per this summer. Like that there's just not enough of a sample size remaining, and also not a large enough of a role, I don't think, with this particular group as well as they're playing, for him to go out and build that kind of equity ahead of free agency. So that's just where I think they have been even more careful than maybe they had planned on being to start the season, because they're seeing that this is something that could be more of a long-term proposition versus just lightning in a bottle this playoff run.
All right, Alex, I'll go to you on this, because if you're getting, you know, 90% of old Victor Oladipo, we've kind of put that number 80 to 90%, maybe best case scenario here, talking about a two-time All-Star. You're talking about a player who was in line for a max contract, who supposedly turned down something like a max contract from the team that the Heat are playing next, which is Houston. And, you know, he's playing on the minimum. He bet on himself. We've talked about the idea that, you know, I mean, I gave him a lot of credit for it, honestly, because I know he didn't have a ton of options, but it was humbling. There's no question about it. Greg makes the point that Depot's going to play before Kendrick Nunn. He's also going to play before Markieff Morris and before Ben Simmons. Okay. So there's a whole lot of guys he's playing ahead of, but take a look at it, Alex, from this perspective. I mean, you know, if you're building a championship, you know, dynasty type core, you can have a lot of really good players that can try to fit together. But if you have a guy who's trying to go out and ultimately sort of recoup money that he lost over the past couple of years and recoup his place in the league, it wouldn't seem that this would be the best place to be down the line, right?
That's a good question. And I think the answer, I mean, yeah, like it's not necessarily the place to be if you're trying to cash out. That's for sure not the case. But I do think it's like, if you prove yourself in a role, and I agree with everything Leif said about as far as like what my expectations for him this season. I expect him to be effective, but not effective to the point where teams are going to be bidding for him to the degree that Leif was talking about there. Like, I think it's going to take a lot more than that. Maybe like if he does it for a whole season again, another playoff run next season, and teams can start trusting him again, maybe you could get into a scenario like that. But I think that's looking down the line. I don't think that happens this offseason. I think Oladipo would have to be averaging like 25 a game by the playoffs for anything like that to be happening. It would have to be something insane. And I don't know if he's going to be playing at that level. Like, I just think it's going to be a very gradual type of role that he's going to get. It's going to be steady in the sense that it won't be that much. Like, I think it'll be kind of hovering around Deadman's minutes, if I had to guess. So, like, I think Depot is going to get a shot, but these other guys are playing so well. They're all playing so well collectively as a team with a 3-game lead over, you know, the second seed, that it's going to be hard for Spo to, I think, give Depot so much playing time that he's going to get priced out like that this summer.
But Brady, there are certain things he adds. We've talked about what they've been missing. I'm going to go through a short list here. You put them in order. Rim pressure, something that they don't have from a ton of other guys. Poise down the stretch. Another potential catch and shoot player from various spots on the floor. And another point of attack defender. Which of those things do you think is most significant now?
I think rim pressure would be really high for me just because that is the missing piece here. And I think a lot of it is, the healthy thing kind of logs into this, but the free throws I think would be a lot higher. I looked at, you know, obviously the 4 games he played with Miami, 3 of those games he had 5 free throw attempts, which is just wild because that obviously wasn't his best form. But next to Tyler Hero, and I've said this a lot, it's like, if you were to form the perfect player to put next to Tyler off the bench, it would be a healthy Victor Oladipo, which is crazy because if he's just semi what he was, like, you don't need a lot. It's just the rim pressure. It's the ability to put Tyler off the ball at times with that bench unit and a guy be able to get to the rim. Like, we've seen it be so effective with this bench unit, but like Caleb Martin's not a guy you can put on the ball for him to put major rim pressure in a pick and roll. Victor Oladipo can. The element that I think is right behind rim pressure is the point of attack defense. Like, I feel like what's going to keep him on the floor and what's going to keep him hovering around the minutes that Alex was just talking about is the defense. Like, if he's at the speed, I feel like that's what I'm going to be watching, like, first off. Like, I want to see the lateral quickness. I want to see the things he provides defensively. I don't think he's one of those guys, though, that really just totally drives off quickness like a lot of guys in this league do. Like, I feel like he's been and shown that he's just a straight-up solid defender, that he can do it. But that's kind of what I'm expecting. And I'm right there with both of you about the expectation thing. Like, honestly, my expectation is kind of what we saw from him in Heat uniform in those 4 games. Like, at the beginning, at least, that's just kind of what I expect. Like, there's going to be a ramp up, obviously. I don't think the minutes and rotation stuff we're going to have major discussions about early, because obviously his minutes are not going to be high in the first couple of games. Like, there's going to be a ramp up there as well. But that's just kind of what I expect. Like, I feel like we're going to get a glimpse of the things that he can provide, the defense, the rim pressure. But it's not going to be one of those things where you're looking at a stat sheet after the game and seeing, you know, Indiana type Victor Oladipo numbers. But still, as Greg's point and how he started this off, like, this is a long-term thing, not only into next season, but this is a playoff thing. Like, this is what they need to take that next level in the playoffs, that if they can provide those 2 things, like, that's just what this team needs.
All right, when we come back, what I want to get into is that specific point, because this is about the playoffs for this team, and we can talk about the future, but if Depot makes a significant impact in the playoffs, then that will determine the future in some ways, because that's what this is about. We know Kyle Lowry's not back yet. Jimmy Butler's missed time. Bam Adebayo's missed time. PJ Tucker has missed very little time. But all of, you know, these guys, you know, obviously Morris, et cetera. But this was built as a playoff proposition. We can talk about what they've done in the regular season. That is the surprise part. The playoffs part is the part that we were all kind of targeting. And with a lot of that had to do with Oladipo's return and what he would mean here. So we're going to get into that and what he might be able to accomplish in certain matchups in the playoffs when we come back. Before we do, though, I've mentioned that product code 5RSN for NordVPN. I'm going to give it out to you for 2 other products here that you can get through the 5 Reasons Sports Network. 1, premium CBD. Look, if James Harden was looking to recover the other night from whatever it is he did at Hard Rock, should have gotten some premium CBD. You can get the sports cream, you can get the tincture, you can get the gummies. It helps you sleep. As I mentioned, it can help you recover. 25% off at Therapist Preferred using the code 5RSN. That's the code 5RSN. And also that same code for GetSalice.com. Salice is a product that replaces your electrolytes in a healthy way. You don't have to just pound all the Gatorade all the time. You can get this stuff. It comes in a little packet box with a bunch of packets. Go to GetSalice.com. This is for endurance athletes, such as runners, tennis players, cyclists. Go to GetSalice.com. They were giving it out. A lot of people are going to the booths at the marathons here in Miami and the mini marathon in Fort Lauderdale. So check it out. GetSalice.com, 10% off. And also, as I mentioned, 25% off at therapistpreferred.com. All right, so let's look at this. And I'm going to, I don't want to go through everybody go through all of them. Okay, so let's start here with Alex. which is the matchup in the playoffs that Victor Oladipo, in your view, would make the biggest difference? You can only pick one.
I feel like you always hit me with the toughest questions. Trying to hold me accountable, I guess.
Yes. Someone
had to pick which one he makes the biggest impact for the Heat. I guess I would have to go with the Bucks, just because that's still a team I respect the most, and I think gives the Heat the most problems still in the East. And obviously, we saw some of that in the last matchup. I think they're going to need somebody else who can step up in a shot creation type of way in that series, because I don't think we're going to be able to rely on Jimmy to give you 22 every night. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's constantly not living up to his scoring averages when he plays them. They're just very good at it. And so I don't know if that's kind of a cop-out answer, but that's the first thing that came to mind. Like, they're going to have great rim protection and great perimeter defense, so maybe that's a series where he could struggle it, actually. But as far as where the Heat could use him, I still think it's them. Like, I think they have what it takes to beat, like, a team like the Nets already. When you're talking about matchups and taking advantage, I trust them versus the Nets, versus, you know, the Sixers, versus all these other teams in the East, even the Celtics. Like, I think he would help against them. Just another guy who could really get to the paint and make something happen after the switches start and things start looking like it's getting in the mud on offense. So teams like the Celtics and the Bucks that are really going to make it hard for the Heat to score, I think Oladipo will help a little bit.
You know who they need him most against? The Phoenix Suns. They're not going to have home court in the finals. They're going to need as much, good two-way play as possible from their guards. So it's the Phoenix Suns in the finals. That's the matchup you're saving Depot for, right?
Or the Cocky Warriors, fan is Brady, back. Or the Warriors. You need another body to throw at Steph.
Not the Lakers?
I would think so. That's going to be televised on ESPN, Lakers, Knicks. You would look at him with Curry. I tend to agree with Alex, though. I think Milwaukee is the one of all of these, because it is the one, Brady, where, you know, the Heat's wing star can't seem to get a shot off against.
Yeah.
Whereas we saw something completely different with the way he looked in the last game.
I think, first of all, after that Bucks podcast we did, after that Bucks game, I said, like, this is the series where Victor Oladipo could really kind of take over. And it was for all the reasons Alex was just naming, like the shot creation, the ways they could bother Jimmy. Like, it just feels like Tyler's able to kind of get his, as we saw when he dropped 30. But if he can have a guy off the bench next to him that could shot create in kind of a similar fashion, that's what sticks out to me. But to go in a different direction, I'm looking at the 4-5 matchup right now, because obviously that's what they could see in the second round. And two teams that are pretty similar in some ways in Chicago and Boston, they could use a lengthy defender like Victor Oladipo if he's at that level. Like, if you can have a guy, an extra body that you can throw at a DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, a Jason Tatum, a Jaylen Brown, like, that's pretty big, like, in my opinion. Like, that's where I've been saying, like, Caleb Martin's going to be used over Gabe Vincent. But we could be having a total different conversation if Victor Oladipo's playing well offensively, that you have a guy that can play in two ways on that type of game. So I just feel like we can probably make the case for most of these teams, because – our expectations, and it's Depot Day and all these reasons, I would definitely go Bucks one, but I'm still looking in that bracket that I feel like what's going to put them over the top against these Chicagos and these Bostons, these high level offenses, is these lengthy defenders that they have and the things, the schemes that get thrown at them. That I do want to say also, that we talk about Depot's defense and the expectations and everything. This is not last season. Like, last season we were talking about Victor Oladipo as like their point of attack savior. Like, they had nothing at that spot on the defensive end that they were like, they need Victor Oladipo at this level. They don't necessarily need it. Like, it's just a luxury at this point, that if he adds it, maybe it takes him to another level. Maybe it raises his minutes, but it's not really needed. That may be more important. That's why I'd probably put, as I said earlier, the rim pressure a little bit higher.
All right. One more segment here. And what we're going to touch on, we're just going to look ahead to this Houston game. One obviously has significance, been pointing ahead to this for a long time. This is one of his former teams, even if he didn't play there all that long. But how's he going to do on this game? And we made a bunch of predictions before his first game with Miami last year, and I will say he came in under all of them. So I would advise my fellow panelists here to temper the expectations some. But we're going to get to all of their thoughts on it. Before we do, I want to tell you about another sponsor, the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at All Pro Construction Builders. In South Florida, hurricane season is always around the corner. You got to protect your home or business. Make sure to contact All Pro Construction Builders. They specialize in impact windows and doors for residential and commercial properties. All Pro Construction Builders is a state certified licensed and insured general contractor that services Miami-Dade, Monroe, but also, I'm supposed to point this out now because they've gotten some calls from us, from this county, Broward County. They service Broward as well. Now my Miami people are going to get upset. Everything you guys do is in Broward. It's in Dade and Monroe as well. They use only locally made products, American made. They're family owned and operated. You'll only deal with an owner from start to finish. They offer competitive pricing, but also quality service. So make sure to contact them for a free estimate. Mention Five Reasons Sports. You get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. Call Danny at 305-484-4429. 305-484-4429. It's All Pro Construction Builders. Excuse me. Check them out on Instagram. All right. Let's do this quickly here. And you can play this stuff on Prize Picks. I'm sure he's going to be on the board tomorrow. Make sure you use that code FIVE on Depot Day. See, I threw in another sponsor there. Let's make the predictions here. Give me minutes. They're playing Houston. Okay. So this is a good team to get your feet wet against. Although I think the Rockets are winning tonight as we speak, but let's go to it. Brady, you go first. Then Alex and Greg, give me minutes and points for Oladipo tomorrow.
I would probably say around 20 minutes. Like that would kind of be the benchmark. I think I would look at and looking at the points last season when he came in, it was 6, 8, 16, and 18. Like that ramp up was real. Like when I say ramp up, it literally ramped up little by little, game by game. He was 2 of 8 in his first game last year. I think it's probably a little better performance. I'm going to say 10 points in 20 minutes. Like still, I feel like my expectations aren't super high. But I feel like you mentioned getting your feet wet. Like this is a thing that I feel like guys like Jimmy and these other guys are really going to feed him and he's going to get shots up, especially if it's a game against Houston where they should be able to handle them. Spo's going to throw him into the fire. Like, I feel like I know they're not going to use him a ton to overuse him, but they're going to put him in different sets to see how he fits. So I'm going to go 10 points in 20 minutes.
Alex?
7 points, 9 minutes. He's going to hit a three. Like, it's going to be a nice spot up three, and we're all going to be convinced that he's a shooter and that the spot up stuff is going to hold up because it looks really good. But he's going to get a couple layups where he looks athletic, everybody's going to get excited, and then everybody's at the simultaneously going to complain about Spo not playing him enough because he only ends up with 9 minutes.
Greg?
Oh, he's going to play 22 minutes because it's going to be a blowout. He's going to get 12-4-4. He's going to be a little inefficient, but it's basically going to boil down to the fact that he's going to get a lot of minutes in garbage time. That's where I'm going with the first game for Victor Oladipo.
Now, remember, Kyle Lowry is not playing Monday. So there is
that too.
I have PTSD
for Mario Chalmers.
There is some room at the guard position. I don't think we'll see a whole lot of Kyle Guy until the fourth. I'm going to go that Eric's a little conservative with him. I think to start, I think what happened last year, even though they didn't overload him, the fact that he got injured in the fourth game will make them somewhat tentative here. They have taken their time on this. I think he probably could have gone a couple weeks ago if they were in a different situation. So I'm going to say 15 minutes to me, 7 points, maybe a 3-point play in there that gets people excited. And again, it's the little things here. And I'm with Brady. And just to close here, okay, as everybody checks out our sponsors, NordVPN, use the code 5RSN, same code of therapist preferred, and gets the lease. And of course, our friends over at All Pro Construction Builders, they don't need a lot right now. They don't need a lot. They're clear in first place in the Eastern Conference. So this is about where can he get in? I think he's been watching them closely enough and he's intelligent enough that he'll know where the weaknesses are. And as Alex says, they're 22nd in shots at the rim. That's where the weakness is. I'd see him get to the cup a couple times. I think if he gets to the cup a couple times, I don't need to see him launch a whole bunch of jumpers. That's a secondary option on this team. They have enough jump shooters on this team, as we've seen of late. All right. Check out our winnow. We call it our winnow. It's Off the Floor. Okay. So go to Off the Floor. I'm going to keep posting that until everybody gets it. Okay. It's going to be on all the social media channels. You'll be able to find it. I put it on Instagram, but mostly on Twitter. Everybody have a good night. It is officially, or maybe day, it is officially Depot Day.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.